final debate of the day for us. The House of Lords has voted on this idea that 16 and 17 year olds should get to take part in the EU in-out referendum that's coming up. Do you agree with their noble lordships? Do you think we should extend that franchise, not just in the referendum, but across all elections? Maybe our assembly election would be probably too soon to do it for next May's election, but why not? As a principle, what do you think? The NI21 leader, Basil McRae, is with us. On the line also, the TUV's Henry Riley, for it is he. Welcome back, Henry.
Hello, William.
And welcome to Basil. Basil, you've been in favour of this for quite some time.
I have, yes. Considered it quite seriously for quite a long time, actually, because there are some disadvantages. But the biggest problem we have in our electoral system is apathy. And the people least likely to vote are the 18 to 24-year-olds. You compare that with the people most likely to vote are those over the age of 65. And so what happens when you lower the age of voting is you get people engaged at school, they are empowered, they feel part of it, and they carry on voting. And that's the good benefit for democracy.
And when you look, Henry, at some of the rights that you have in law now as a 16-year-old, a 17-year-old, you can have sex, you can get married, you can move out of the family home, you can give consent to medical and surgical treatment all by yourself, you can choose your own doctor. When it comes to finances, you can set up an ISA, you can earn the minimum wage, you get a national insurance number. All those other rights are there. Why not the voting right?
Well, William, this has been a long-term debate, and the age of majority, or the age at which individuals are recognised as adults in law, has varied over time. But in terms of voting, you know, it does seem to be recognised right across the world that 18 is the age of maturity whenever people are starting to be able to make, you know, informed decisions. And, William, there's a much, much bigger...
Well, what do you mean it's recognised across the world that 18 is the age?
Well, if you look at what specialists will say on this issue, they, you know, a lot of psychologists and that will say that the judgmental aspects of one brain's not fully developed until you're 19. You know, there are people who actually say perhaps we should even raise the age of voting until people have actually, you know, got more life experience.
Yeah, maybe 35 or 40. Right. And you've heard Henry arguing, yeah, essentially, that 16 and 17-year-olds don't have the cognitive ability to do this.
Look, you read out a great list there of things that you are allowed to do when you're 16.
That's part of the list.
Exactly. You can join the army. You can do all sorts of things. And if you are... Hold on a tick, Henry. You've had your say. This is about trying to get people involved in the democratic process. You want people to get involved at school. You want them to be educated. They have a view. It is their future. And you do not get a turnout that reflects the population. This is an important issue for our democracy, and frankly, Henry, I'm surprised that you're not prepared to engage with the young people in your constituency.
Is it your view, Basil, that those who tend to be against extending the franchise to 16 and 17-year-olds tend to be from the right wing of the political spectrum because they are concerned that young people might vote more progressively?
It might be it's from an older population, which tends to be more conservative. You know, that is one of the things that happens as you grow older, I think, is you do become a little less radical in your viewpoint. The important thing, William...
I haven't noticed that yet.
It hasn't occurred to you yet. But it is an issue, frankly, that people that are older tend to be more set in their ways. I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm just saying that as a reflection of society. But what is important for young people is they do have ideas. It is their future. They are informed. They are educated. And, you know, we have to find ways of giving them more and more information.
Henry, are you a bit set in your ways?
William, first of all, soldiers can you can join the army at 16 or 17, but you're not allowed to do frontline battle until you're over 18. And the reason why that is because army doctors over the years have identified that people under the age of 18 do suffer more psychological deficit after being engaged in battle. And that's why that law was changed in terms of being able to have children at 16. That's a biological process, and you know, the state recognised there was no point in criminalising people for having...
So what about 25, Henry? Why don't we put the figure up? Why do we go from 25 to 35 to 45?
Well, you can get married at 16, can't you? You get married, you can pay tax, Henry. If you can pay tax, why can't you vote? Question I have for you, and it's an old American revolutionary mantra. No taxation without representation. 16 and 17-year-olds who are in work are paying tax, but they don't get to vote. How can that be democratically legitimate?
Yeah, but William... whenever you are specifically targeting a group of people who have been subjected to intensive brainwashing through a huge financial budget, those people cannot make informed decisions. There has to be a...
I cannot believe that you're saying that, Henry. You cannot say that there are young people, 16 to 18, that cannot make informed decisions.
How do we know who's been brainwashed, Henry? How do I know you haven't been brainwashed?
Well, look, this is about an EU referendum vote. We can discuss the generality.
This is about extending the franchise to 16-year-olds.
William, please let me say this.
No, Henry, listen. We invited you on to have a debate about extending the franchise to 16-year-olds.
This is specifically about the House of Lords vote specifically on the issue of 16 and 17-year-olds being able to vote in an EU referendum.
That's right.
Now, if the EU is money targeted at children in a highly biased effort to improve public perception of the union. Now, how am I meant to fight against that?
He thinks the EU is buying the votes of 16 and 17-year-olds.
Henry, just listen to yourself. Why would the EU go and target 16 to 18-year-olds? What the EU does need to do is engage with everybody in our society to explain why they think it's a good expenditure of their money. The real key issue in this, when you come into our franchise in Northern Ireland, should 16-year-olds be allowed to vote in the Northern Ireland Assembly elections that are coming up? I believe they should, because it is their future. They do have a view. They should be informed. And if you listen to the earlier debate where people were talking about people being disenfranchised, the reason for that is because they don't go to vote. We need to get people engaged. We need to get them to understand this is their opportunity to influence the democratic process and the future, and we should be encouraging it.
If you look at Scotland, Basil, and there was a lot of, you know, teenagers are full of promise and energy and their views and opinions must be respected. But
not allowed to vote.
But in Scotland...
Well, they did get a vote in the Scottish referendum.
Yeah, exactly. But their views should be respected, Henry, but not listened to.
Do you want to listen to an alternative argument, or do you just want to speak over me? Because, William, you are losing your objectivity in this.
I haven't lost any objectivity in this. I'm trying to keep you focused on what we're debating, which is the extension of the franchise.
William, I have enormous respect for you in that you generally...
And you too, Henry. You too.
...to get their opinion across. You have not allowed me to do that today.
Because we're not talking about the rights and wrongs of Europe. We're talking about the extension of the franchise.